Hi, it's Aaron Barnhart of the Kansas City Star with another TV Barn podcast, where I talk about the media with the media.
There are also, let's be clear, some video services out there that I cannot get on my cable or satellite system, amazingly enough. And a prime example of that is one that I think a number of listeners have sampled in the last 3 weeks, and that's Al Jazeera English, the probably the best staffed, most loaded English language news channel in the world, funded by the Emir of Qatar with bureaus in 65 cities around the world. I mean, CBS News has, I think, 48 correspondents. They've got 65 bureaus, and they do a live broadcast around the clock with their four different bureaus in Washington, London, Kuala Lumpur, and wherever the fourth one is. And these guys, Doha, and these guys did live coverage of the Egypt unrest because they had so many feet on the ground for years before this ever happened. And I've watched as Al Jazeera has gradually stepped up its video. I mean, it was at first it was very hard to get their product, and now it's much easier.
That option is out there now, and that we're talking about the changing world of cable that is juxtaposed with this changing world of digital content distribution.
Yep.
There's been a lot of, Aaron, a lot of licensing battles in and out of the courtroom between cable companies such as Comcast and Time Warner, arguments about whether to, you know, say, carry an Al Jazeera or carry, for instance, a Comedy Central or a Discovery Channel. Those niche channels that you mentioned are, you know, having a large following, so how has this whole discussion, that discussion, along with the web and mobile entertainment, changed the larger picture?
I think that we are going to see a different business model emerge. One thing that has been a constant drumbeat for the last 10 years is, why can't we have a la carte cable?
Yeah.
Forget about channels that you can't get, like Al Jazeera. How about, can I just choose these 20 channels I want, which range from home and garden television to DIY, you know, represent my and my wife's interests, and not give me all the rest? Why can't I do that? And the answer is for the same reason that we don't split up the newspaper into different sections and deliver you only the front page and FYI or sports and comics.
But they do sell the comics now.
Yeah, they do sell the comics.
And also, Aaron, I should mention,
but it's a premium pack.
You can set up a specific email keyword feed for, say, the television critic or, say, certain sports columnists or something like that, and that's similar.
I understand that. Our model is changing as well, but what cable and newspaper had in common for many years was that our business model was premised on the bundle, the unbreakable bundle, that if you somehow were able to segregate, which would never happen because the cable companies wouldn't allow it, but if you were able to separate 20 channels and be able to sell those as a package, what would happen is that the cable operator would no longer be able to absorb all of the costs of all these networks into a single predictable payment that could be then distributed through the 300,000 cable subscribers in the Kansas City area.
Right. My personal preference would be to get, say, Comedy Central, History Channel, A&E, HBO, Showtime, CNN, ESPN, AMC, just strictly for Mad Men, and then the network Big Four, and of course PBS.
I would be good. I totally get that. Here's the thing. HBO, you pay for. Okay? $10 a month, it's yours. No other channel that you mentioned there operates on that same model. And
right.
So, for instance, if you tried to get Comedy Central, which right now, because of this bundling plan, the costs are spread out among the entire subscriber base.
Certainly.
Everybody pays 20 cents per month. That would probably go up in an a la carte system to $1 or $2.
Right. So,
your cable bill would probably go higher.
Jabalani's favorites essentially would be a tenuous thing to consider.
And you might end up paying the same amount of money you're paying now with many more channels.
Anyway, let's talk about the technology options here with our computer guys. You're listening to Central Standard.